What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Shut up.
Duh, sure.
It's your boy Ricky Antonio, the winner of the Listener Knockout Champion. You feel me? Shout out to Spadoni and Chats, man, on 95.7 The Game. Can I get a water though?
No, you can get a from Dave Fleming.
Yeah.
It's an all-timer. Dave Fleming, voice of the Giants, our Giants insider, joined us last segment. If you missed any of that, Dave touched on the second half of the Giants, what he expects, the expectations of what they should be, and some of the players he's going to be looking for to potentially break out. So if you missed that, find it on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. By the way, this or that coming up shortly, this or that. The boys in the back have a topic. Could be sports related, could be non-sports related. I guess you'll never know until they'll reveal it to us because it's a surprise for the hosts. And by the way, we're talking about our best Bay Area sports topic of the 21st century. We have a bracket out right now. Find it on any of our social pages, Twitter, Instagram, what have you. Join the conversation, 888-957-9570. Earlier, we touched on the Draymond Green-Jordan Poole punch, and that's going up against the Madison Bumgarner dirt bike accident. And then last segment, we started touching on the Mac Jones versus Trey Lance draft debate from 2021, and that's going up against Joe, the Tuck Rule. And that is still today, I think, one of the biggest con jobs in the history of sports. Yet, a rule that no one knew about that was just instituted in a playoff game where we all saw it. It was Charles Woodson and the Raiders taking on this guy that no one really heard about, Tom Brady, New England Patriots. It was a snow bowl. It was looked like they were in a snow globe, right? All the snow over at Foxborough Stadium. And they called it on the field a fumble, a recovery by the Raiders, went to review, ended up being called an incomplete pass, and that the quarterback's arm was going forward, and we have the play right here. You want to take a listen real quick?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a bad radio host of me to not introduce you first to speak.
No, it's all right.
Because what does Dib say? Bros before phones, or cuts, if you will, in this case. So I'm supposed to let you talk before throwing to sound.
Talk.
Okay. There it is. I think we're good. We're good, Dibs? All right. Just let me know. You can send me a text. This is how it sounded.
Blitz. Lost the football. It's on the ground. Covered by the Raiders.
His college teammate, Charles Woodson, on the blitz. Tom Brady never sees him coming from the front side. Greg Beekert recovers the fumble.
Look, and here comes Charles Woodson.
Top of your screen, Charles Woodson untouched.
And Beekert picks himself up.
Charles Woodson.
Well, they are going to, under 2 minutes, review whether or not Brady's arm was in motion or whether it's an incomplete pass or a fumble. That'll be an automatic review from upstairs.
Yes. First time today I've seen him come on a blitz.
Oh. The question is, did he pull it down? His arm was going forward, but was he throwing the football?
And this is what Walt Coleman had to say after it, a guy that's name I will never forget.
First of all, Walt, thank you for correctly ruling this on the field. I appreciate you getting the call right.
It's an incomplete pass. It's an incomplete pass when it happened, and it's an incomplete pass 20 years later.
Oh, God, this guy. No, it's not. He literally had two hands on the ball when it got knocked out of his hand. I'm sorry. It's still, to this day, Joe, 23 years later, because it was the 2002 AFC Divisional Playoff game, I for the life of me, it changed everything. In the NFL, we look back at that point and that moment, which was the catalyst for Tom Brady and the Patriots to go on to win that game. They go on to tie it. They go to overtime. They win the game, and they go on to win the Super Bowl, the first of seven for one Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. And to this day, it's still one of the biggest and most controversial plays ever.
Similar to the Bartman play, I think a lot about woulda, coulda, shoulda. The Raiders woulda, coulda, shoulda stopped them twice, not just on that particular drive after that play happened, but also in overtime.
Yeah.
And I think about their missed opportunities against Baltimore with the Siragusa belly flop, their missed opportunity against the Tampa Bay Bucks in the Super Bowl itself. There's just so many different things that could have happened differently and how history would have changed. And look, that moment is a moment in time. You know, the fact that Brady ends up getting knocked out the following week and Bledsoe comes in, and then Bledsoe ends up being, you know, removed again in the Super Bowl for Tom Brady. Like, there's just so many different things that woulda, coulda, shoulda happened differently, but they all happened the way that they happened. And the history of the NFL was written.
It was.
And cast.
And it was the end of John Gruden with the Raiders. They ended up moving off from John Gruden. He goes, they trade him for a first round pick to Tampa Bay. And then they end up playing. So they do get Bill Callahan to replace him. And obviously Bill Callahan, I think, is most famously known with that rant, "We got to be the dumbest team in America." Remember that when he was the Raiders head coach? But they did get to a Super Bowl and they got absolutely waxed against one of the greatest defenses we've ever seen, quite frankly. Derek Brooks, Warren Sapp, John Lynch, right? They were just so damn stacked, but it didn't help that you didn't change any of the offensive verbiage when you were going into that game. Jerry Rice was obviously a part of this Tucker game as a Raider. Charles, what's just some of the names in this game alone? The Brewskis, the Vrabels, the Tom Brady's.
Oh,
it was incredible, right? And then the fact that all the snow was happening, it took it to another level. And obviously on the call there for CBS Sports, rest in peace, Greg Gumbel and Phil Sims right there too.
Yeah, Sims, the Kentucky twang. He's always got the twang.
It's as we're so talking funny about his son Chris Sims and him and Kyle Shanahan being besties.
Yeah.
Phil Sims, that was before he was on the A broadcast with Jim Nantz, obviously.
Look, the Raider fans have a gripe. I'm not here to say that they don't. They clearly, like, they got hosed. There's no doubt about it. But there's another element of this that, like, Raider fans act like they were, and I'm just saying how I feel. Well, Raider fans act like they were robbed of a dynasty because of this moment. I'm not saying you do, and I'm not saying every Raider fan.
Oh, sure.
But to me, I do laugh at, like, you guys have 2.5 decades later, and it still feels like you're crying about this moment in time when for years they've just been so inept. But I do give them this. You got hosed. Yeah. There's no other way around it. You definitely got hosed. But I always bring up all the other stuff. Like I said, the Siragusa belly flop, that moment happened. You know, you guys should have won that game too. Should have won the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, you guys are a great team. You should have had something. You should have walked away from that era of football with something. And you didn't. And then it's just been an absolute nightmare.
It's not
since.
Just a play. You were reminded by it. For 2+ decades, every single time Tom Brady was in a Super Bowl, it felt like they had to mention that. Oh, we'll remember how it all began in his first ever playoff run, and they would show the highlight.
You still felt like that?
Well, no, they would show it.
I know, but not like 2017, 2018, like, you know, by then. No. But early on, definitely.
Which makes it funny now.
Definitely.
It's funny looking back now because who is now a minority owner of the team?
That's just crazy.
It's Tom Brady.
Which is insane. I personally still feel like the Immaculate Reception is the of the egregious things, to me, is the more egregious one. Because you would have won the game, you'd have walked off, it's over, you move on. Like,
and they probably, and that
you
team,
got completely, yeah. I mean, both of them you got jobbed. But in a weird way, I feel like the Immaculate Reception is way more of a screw job, if that's even possible.
Well, no, and, you know, the Immaculate Deception, as some call it.
Well, it was not a catch. The ball hit the ground.
It wasn't a catch, and also they went to review and they knew it wasn't, but they were so afraid because the fans already
garbage.
The fans already stormed the field. The refs were afraid. Had they reversed it, a riot would have happened. Which is, come on.
I think it's garbage.
I think so, too. 888-957-9570. Tuck Rule versus Jones and Lance. I love that.
Just to clear up, guys. So the original ruling on the field, NFL Rule 3, Section 22, Article 2. When a quarterback is holding the ball to pass it forward, any intentional forward movement of his arm starts a forward pass, even if the player loses possession of the ball as he is attempting to tuck it back to his body. That was the rule that was written prior to the tuck rule. So that's what they were going off of when they made that rule.
Yeah, and that rule means nothing to me. When you touch the ball with two hands, you have two hands on the ball. It was what Tom Brady had, which at that case,
he was bracing it because he was holding it for the hit.
Correct. And Charles Woodson talked about it as well, talking about that 30 for 30.
I feel like I've heard everything I needed to hear today. I heard you admit that you were bringing the ball back to your body.
The intention.
With the intent, because the ball was coming
absolutely.
Back. Which means it was a fumble. You want to talk about interpretation of a rule. You just gave me the interpretation.
And ChatGPT is on the Raiders' side on this. What did they say, Carter? They said it was a fumble?
Yeah, if you ask ChatGPT its opinion, taking everything into account, it says, my opinion, it was a fumble. The rule was badly written and the spirit of the play was clear. 100%. Brady was done passing.
100%.
That should have been Raiders ball and we might be talking a very different NFL dynasty if that call goes the other way.
As I've always said, Carter, AI, they know everything.
100% right.
So there you go.
I would disagree. I do not think you would have had a dynasty. I think that discredits a lot of things.
No. I don't think
that part at the end I would disagree with.
Yeah, but no.
I agree 100%. It's a fault. Look, my common sense, eyeballs, spirit of the rule versus letter of the law. It's a fumble.
In no way was that Raiders team going to be a dynasty. They were relying on way too many veterans on that team, first and foremost. Hell, your MVP was Rich Gannon, like age 34, 33, like one of the most improbable MVP seasons you've ever seen. It was the year after, I believe. But you had an old man Jerry Rice. You had old man Tim Brown.
Dana Stubblefield.
Dana Stubblefield. Bill Romanowski.
Yeah,
right?
Charlie Garner. That team was sick. That was the Valco squad.
It was.
I think ChatGPT.
What? They were all on the Valco thing.
I think ChatGPT is more referring to the Patriots dynasty, maybe not starting.
Oh, the Patriots. Gotcha. Correct. I thought you meant that the Raiders were going to have a dynasty.
I knew what Carter was talking about there. Definitely not there. And that's why it was so impactful and important of a play because of what happened with the Patriots after the fact. The Raiders. I do think they would end up winning the Super Bowl. It would have been a great show because I do think their defense, like the Patriots, would have gotten to beat up Kurt Warner in The Greatest Show on Turf. I do think they were able to do that, and I think Rich Gannon was good enough, and I think he was a better, and obviously it would have been in a dome at this time. He would have been able to light it up like a Kurt Warner had it been a shootout type of a game too. I don't know if Tom Brady, that iteration, was able to do that, and it had to have been a more physical, hard-nosed game, and they relied more on their defense at that time. I think people need to kind of reverse how they think about Tom Brady recently as opposed to early.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In 2000s, because he transformed into just kind of a game manager in those early iterations.
Yeah, but that game against the Rams, because I was rooting so hard.
No, he did. He made some big throws.
He was incredible. I mean, even John Madden's telling you, I don't know. I think I might just go to overtime here.
For sure.
And he marched down the field. I mean, look, Brady was, even back then, he was an assassin late in games. It's just, history doesn't remember those things.
No, they don't. Bob in San Francisco wants to touch on the Niners and the Tuck rule. Bob, what's up, man? You're on the morning roast.
Good morning, guys. It's a great topic. Yeah, definitely that was a fumble. I agree with Chasky. I don't think it was going to change the Raiders' plight over the next few years. And I don't think it changed the Patriots' dominance either. I mean, they were going to be dominant regardless. But here's my question. The Niners have since lost three Super Bowls, and they're pulling my hair out over that, right? So which is worse, to shine at that time and never get back, or to be there perennially and never win it? So I just don't know.
The bridesmaid, never the bride right now, and I think that's the harder thing to deal with. It's one thing when your team sucks. Like when the Warriors just sucked, it was misery, but it's not the same misery as getting so, even though it's more fun along the way,
right,
getting so close and losing in overtime to Mahomes, blowing 10-point leads to Mahomes, losing to the Ravens the way they did. So, like, here's a great example. Jimmy Smith was holding Crabtree. Oh, my God. Look, yes, I think he was. I also think that totally lets the Niners off the hook for how poorly they played in that game and giving up a special teams touchdown, to start the second half, and how the defense got shredded and how Anquan Boldin destroyed Chris Culliver. So that's why when I like the Tuck rule, for example, I'm using my own fandom prism. We could argue about a play, but I'm always the believer of, like, dude, you play the full 60 minutes of a game. You play the full 48 minutes in basketball. And a play here and there, yeah, you got screwed, but it also lets you off the hook for all the other plays that led up to that play. Correct. And what happened after that play.
And you can't let that one, because there was still a game to be played after that moment, right? And they fell apart, and it was tough. And you just go back to that moment, though, and the game would have been essentially over. But It wasn't. You had to play on, and they had to tie the game, and they did, and they ended up going to win it. Adam Vinatieri in the snow.
What's harder to come up with? The ref screwing you, or Sherman making the play of his life in Seattle, and Malcolm Smith happens to be trailing the play? It's one of the most incredible plays of all time. What's harder to come to grasp with?
Honestly, it's probably the Sherman one because of all the smack talking you did after the fact, and the fact that they were your division rival. That hurts more to me because at that point, the Patriots and the Raiders were in a rivalry. It was more so not even the Patriots. You hated the refs at that point. It wasn't had nothing to do with the other team. The Sherman and Smith one, like you hate the You have to swallow it and know that that team is probably going to go on and win the Super Bowl. That game was for the Super Bowl for me.
If you close your eyes, and no doubt, if you close your eyes and you say greatest Seattle sports moments of all time, on a short list, it's the Sherman play. It's probably, the Beast Mode's one on there somewhere. It's got to be the Griffey sliding in home on the Yankees in the playoffs.
There's not a lot of them.
And Sherman's on a short list.
The Sherman's probably number one, right?
Because they did go on to win the Super Bowl.
They did. Hell, it might be the opening play of the Super Bowl when Peyton Manning gets the ball snapped over his head and they get the safety to start it off.
Still to this day,
you knew as a Niner fan watching that Super Bowl?
It was over.
Right after that.
Right, it was over. Game was over.
They're cooked.
Game was completely over.
We got this or that coming up after Franchise in Oakland who wants to chime in on the Tuck Rule. What's up, Franchise? God.
Oh, hey, guys. How we doing today?
Well, we're opening old wounds, Franchise. That's how we're doing.
Yeah, you definitely are, man. I hadn't tuned in for a minute, and I hear you guys are talking about the Tuck Rule, and Chassis talking about it's not a big deal. Oh, man.
He didn't say it wasn't a big deal.
Can you listen? Because I never said it wasn't a big deal.
Okay. All right. Fair. Okay? If you didn't say it's a big deal, listen to this. The game would have been over if they get if they get that fumble. Game over. We scrutinize every single play, every single season, every single game, every single defining moment. And Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl after that, I mean, come on, a million things could have happened if the Raiders win the Super Bowl instead of Tom Brady in that situation. Everybody starts to question, oh, is Tom Brady the right guy? Maybe he doesn't become the starting quarterback for the next 20 years. But putting that aside and the implications for the Patriots for just a second, how about the Raiders? We have no more team in Oakland. Rich Gannon was amazing that year. Our whole team was stacked that year. And just kind of saying like, oh, yeah, no, it wouldn't have worked. Okay, look, you said also that it gives you an excuse for the rest of the game, like not winning the rest of the game. That was an incredible play by our number one player, Charles Woodson, ending the game on a fumble, and it would have been down it, game over.
Can I ask you a question? How old are you?
36, bro.
Yeah, okay. So, do you remember what happened the very next year for your Oakland Raiders?
We went to the Super Bowl.
You went to the Super Bowl and lost. I'm not saying that. You're making it out like, we would have won the Super Bowl, and then we would have won the next one. You went right back to the Super Bowl and could have won that one as well. I'm not saying it's a humongous deal, right? Brady got knocked out in the very next game and Bledsoe went in there and he won the game. And then Belichick went back to Brady in the Super Bowl. Like a lot of wild things happened in between the Tuck play and when they eventually ended up winning the Super Bowl, the New England Patriots. What I'm saying is we could do that throughout history. Right. If that didn't happen. Do you know what happened after the catch? Danny White threw a dime to Drew Pearson, who got horse collar tackled by Eric Wright, which should have been a penalty. The very next play, Danny White fumbles the ball. But history doesn't remember those things. These are all the little things that happen in a game. After the Tuck play, you could have stopped. I'm not saying that you obviously the game would have been over. You could have also stopped them on downs. You didn't. Vinatieri could have missed a field goal to send it to overtime. He didn't. You could have not won the coin toss, right? Like, there's a zillion different things that could have happened.
Even if you won that game, you could lose. Who was a Pittsburgh in the AFC Championship? You could have lost to the greatest show on freaking turf.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good. And then we're talking about Kurt Warner having a couple with the Rams. All of a sudden, his career looks a little different, don't you think?
It looks totally different.
Totally different.
And then he takes the card. Maybe he never leaves the Rams if he wins two in a row.
Exactly. So there's things that are trickle-down effects. And listen, I hear you on maybe they never leave Oakland. Maybe you're right. Maybe they won the Super Bowl. Who knows? And it sucks, and we're always going to have that what if. They're in Vegas right now. But I will always come back to this. Bad ownership is going to be bad ownership. And Al Davis late.
That was kind of where I was like, look, you literally went to the Super Bowl the next year.
Yeah, exactly.
So this thing that like, we would have still been in Oakland. Let's pump the brakes a little. Like
maybe it could have helped. Maybe. But you never know.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, or they still could have left. Who knows?
Right. So we got the Tuck Rule versus Mac Jones or Trey Lance. And this is the best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century. So they're going head to head there, and you can vote on it on our social media, on Twitter. Find it there at 957 The Game. We have it retweeted there. And then Madison Bumgarner dirt bike accident versus the Draymond Green Jordan Poole punch heard round the world. I think I know which one's going to win that.
And like, look, whoever wins these individual matchups moves on in the bracket so that we can determine what you, the audience, thinks is the greatest Bay Area sports conversation topic over the last 25 years.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570. That's the number to weigh in.
I hope I don't sound like a hater to Raider fans.
No, I don't think you're sounding like a hater
at all. I'm sounding like the Niners. I think about what we sound like.
They've gotten so many heartbreaking. You've lost three Super Bowls in the last decade.
Yeah, and we sound there are times I hear my buddies, you know, I'm like, you sound like a whiner. Like, if Ahmed Bradshaw gets called for a fumble in overtime, we win. Like, you're right. I agree with you. But if Kyle Williams doesn't fumble twice on punt returns, we win that game. If Brett Swain isn't the wide receiver and it's Ted Ginn Jr. and if Alex can hit someone on third down, we win that game. There's like 50 things I think of how we could have won that game.
It's one thing if the Raiders hadn't had any Super Bowls. They've had three. Like, they are one of the more accomplished franchises in the history of the NFL. I would understand it if a Cleveland Browns fan could never get over that. And maybe there's a part of Raider fans, and there is. They're not going to get over the Tuck Rule. But it helps knowing you've actually won the big one before and you did get to the Super Bowl the year after. The Cleveland Browns, they've never even gotten to a freaking Super Bowl. So, like, they look at, like, Red Right 88, I think, is one of them. And I think that is
the drive, John right? Elway.
Exactly. They look at those moments against the Broncos or the Raiders as their lowest points. But those were also the highest points because they've ever gotten to them as professional sports fans.
Chad Henne coming in the game against Cleveland when Mahomes got knocked out. And I can't believe Tyreek Hill was wide open on that little in-and-out play.
Who wasn't rooting for the Browns in that game? I was rooting for
him. Speak of the devil, we have some NFL news that's kind of relevant to this. Adam Schefter's reporting that a Dallas County judge has sentenced Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice to 5 years probation and 30 days of jail time that can be served during those 5 years. Stemming from his role in a multi-car crash in Dallas during the 2024 offseason.
Okay. And we'll wait to hear what the NFL is going to do in response to that and their suspension.
He also is recovering from an ACL, PCL, MCL injury. Oof.
Right. I know. There's a lot baked
in there. When I think about I'm trying to be fair here. When I think about Niner fans whining and crying, because we do. We all do. Every sports fandom does this.
Yes.
The 2011 game, we got hosed. Ahmed Bradshaw fumbled. He did fumble. And so did Kyle Williams twice on punt returns. Okay. So, and they went 1 for 11 on third down. Okay. They couldn't sack Eli Manning. He was incredible of evading the sack. They couldn't move the ball on offense. All right. There's 10 reasons why they lost that game. That doesn't mean that they were then going to go and play. I think they would have, but that doesn't mean they were going to go play New England and beat that New England team.
Correct.
Julian Edelman could have cooked them in that game, hypothetically. You know, who was going to guard Gronk? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who was going to guard Gronk. Like, I'm not really sure.
In hindsight, I have a hard time feeling Alex Smith beating Tom Brady.
But that
being said, Eli did it twice and so did Nick Foles. Yeah, so but you never know.
But, you know, Mario Manningham made a sick catch. And
Eli was really good in those games.
He was. Yeah. And, that defensive line was awesome. I liked our defensive line's chances. But again, I don't know. Then I go, forget 2012, because I've already gone through that 1,000 times. 2013. Frank Gore got concussed in the first quarter. Mike Iupati broke his leg. Navarro Bowman had his career altered forever at the goal line, where he literally stripped the ball from Marshawn Lynch in one of the greatest plays ever, and Eric Reed blasted his knee and it exploded, okay? Alden Smith stripped Russell Wilson on like the second play of the game, and we ran a 3rd-and-7 Kaepernick keeper, Greg Roman. To this day, it makes no sense. Anquan Boldin, there, I'm telling you, one of the sickest highlights I've ever seen in my life. He looks like a shortstop throwing a jump throw like Derek Jeter. Kaepernick is sprinting to the line, jumps in the air, and fires a laser 40 yards in the air. And Anquan Boldin just catches it in the end zone for one of the sickest plays no one ever remembers, ever. Michael Bennett was offsides on a play where he strip-sacked Colin Kaepernick. We lost 45 seconds of game clock. No one knows how. No one knows how. Do I think the Niners got screwed in that game? No, they fell short.
Exactly. But when it drives me nuts. When it comes down to one play, and I think the reason why the Tuck rule is so captivating is because no one knew like what the hell we were talking about. Like it felt like a rule was made up in real time. And what's baked into it, we haven't really touched it, is...
Oh, they got screwed. Well, I'm admitting it. They got screwed.
And also, Al Davis, in his standing in the league at the time, there's a lot of Raider fans that feel, rightfully so, that the league was always against Al for him being a Maverick, him suing the NFL and winning. I'm sure a lot of people saw the 30 for 30. There's a lot baked into the Raiders and how they feel at the league being against them, and specifically Al Davis, rest in peace, at the time. So there was a lot baked into that equation. And another one, that's like a what if, Derek Carr, when he broke his leg, that's another one I feel like we don't talk about when it comes to the Raiders moving. Now, the ball might have already been in motion there, but what if Derek Carr doesn't break his leg and that offense and that season, and they go in, they go on a run.
Del Rio.
Dude, he was the gambler that year. So it was like everything was working that year. But they might have gotten humbled in the playoffs. You never know.
Who knows?
But those are just one of those things. And I think what we're getting at here and why these conversations are so fun in these Bay Area sports topics, it's the what-if scenarios. And that is what we live for in sports talk. What if this did happen?
What's the one for you that you're tired of hearing of in terms of we got screwed by the whatever, the circumstances, the refs, the officials? Because the one I hate hearing from everybody is, and look, it's true. LeBron whined and cried and got Draymond suspended, but Draymond also had done enough things stupidly, I don't even know if that's a word, that led up to him being in a position to get suspended. We also got screwed, and then we also fell short. And all of those things are all true all at once.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature.
Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Also hate hearing from Warrior fans like, well, if Draymond doesn't get suspended. Well, he did. He DDT'd Michael Beasley for no reason. He kicked Stephen Adams in the groin. Like, yes, he did. And it just, we saw it coming a mile away.
Oh, man. For me, I guess it just goes to refs in general. And it always happens in a basketball series is, you start setting the tone for, oh, well, this team gets all the calls, so it's going to be really hard to win this series because Team X gets all the calls. It's like, that's just such a loser mentality that I'm just not here for as any fan.
But there is some truth to it. I mean, Kings fans, Kings, Lakers.
Tim Donaghy is that's a different one. There was Kobe even referenced
everyone,
it.
Yeah. But also Robert Horry hit one of the wildest shots any of us has ever seen.
He did.
I mean, sports, man.
You know which one was not talked about enough to me is, do you guys remember the fail Mary with the Packers versus Golden Tate in the end zone?
That was in the regular
season.
That was
a Monday night game.
I know. I think it was the opener of the season, yeah. But that was unbelievable.
Catch. The best part was Pete Carroll in the end zone standing right near the ref. Incredible. And then they do, it's a touchdown. And Pete goes, yeah, it's a touchdown. He's just right near him, too.
It was incredible.
Pete Carroll, elite troll, by the way. One of the all-time troll head coaches of all. He's so good. Oh, man. I love these conversations.
I will say to this day, you know, you hear this a lot, like Steelers, Ravens, hard hitting. I truly believe the hardest hitting game of all time is the NFC Championship game, Seahawks, Niners. Oof. I will go to my deathbed. Deshaun Golson didn't even play in that one. It was Eric Reed and Dante Whitner as your safeties.
Yeah.
It was Marshawn Lynch, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, Sherman. I don't even know.
Bruce Irvin.
Well, who was it? Was it Browner? Was it Browner? Brandon was the Browner. Other corner? That was one of the most physical games I have ever seen in my entire life.
Michael Bennett. Yeah.
Every inch of that field was getting hit. That was unbelievable.
Cam Chancellor was incredible.
That whole
I hated
team
him. He was so good. He was so good.
Who's my guy that flipped off the bench when he got hurt?
Earl Thomas.
Well, Earl Thomas. Yeah, from Earl, Texas, yeah. The safety. So sick.
Cliff Averill, remember that
Cliff
name?
Cliff Averill.
Cliff Averill, big boy.
And Raider legend.
Oh, God, stop. Dude, what are the update on the polls, by the way, with some of these brackets?
Yeah, let me give you an update here. We have an absolute blowout with one of them.
What is it?
Draymond's punching pool is at 97% over Gardner Turnpike.
Number one seed.
I think it might win the entire
it's
thing.
It's going to win the whole thing. Keep going.
And then Trey Lance, Mac Jones versus the Tuck Rule. The Tuck Rule is at 62.5%. Ooh. Well, Trey Lance and Mac Jones are at 37.6%.
I think the name recognition of the Tuck Rule is very important with all this, too, because it just it transcends. It became a national topic.
Well, it's national. It's way more national than it was even local.
For sure. No, it was. Cliff Averill, by the way, never a Raider. He was a Lion, you remember.
Then who? So it was Malcolm Smith, and who was the other random linebacker?
Well, Bruce Irvin was there.
Bruce Irvin.
That's why I referenced that. Bruce Irvin was
Bruce
good.
Irvin. Okay.
Is Bruce Irvin still in the league right now? I think he was in the
Malcolm
recently.
Smith, dude. I still to this day, if he's not trailing that play, we get one more down. It was a perfectly thrown pass till it wasn't.
There's a lot of heartbreak in the Bay Area. I think that's what we're learning here as a society. There's the Bay Area when it comes to championship or playoff losses around here. Oh my God.
I'll never forget my dad and I. We leave LA after the Niners blew a 10-point lead to the Rams in the NFC Championship game. And me and Rocco and my dad and Bonte were out front and we're doing a live stream on Periscope or whatever the hell it was, Instagram Live, I don't even remember.
Facebook Live, yeah.
And random fans are coming up and like crying and hugging us. And I'm like, I was disgusted. My dad and I hopped in the car, didn't talk for the entire 4 hours driving back up I-5. Took us 4 hours. He was doing like 120.
It's a boring drive.
I'm watching the game back on the iPad, okay? And at one point at the very end, we broke the silence because we just started laughing when Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman goes, I think at one point it's going to come down to Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm not sure about that. And my dad hated Jimmy. Drove him nuts. Jimmy drove him nuts. Tell me you got it. Hold on.
I got it somewhere.
I worry that this game's going to come down to Jimmy Garoppolo. We just started laughing.
I got it right here.
The pain was so bad.
I'm putting it
we
right
We just started
here.
Laughing.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
I'll never forget. There was like 2 minutes to go. We got the ball back. And the whole place is standing. Everyone's going nuts. And I look to my left like, where's my dad? I look down the aisle. He's got his full bag packed. He goes, let's go. I go, this is his Joe Montana moment. I'm yelling that to him. He goes, it's Jimmy Garoppolo, Joe.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
Fast five, Carter. Are we ready for that? Okay. Real quick.
The play, it's not even the Jaworski.
I love the dad
play.
Move. It trumps all, it, no matter
he
what. He knew. Dads just want to leave. Let's beat the traffic.
No, no, it wasn't. He has zero faith in Jimmy Garoppolo. He goes, this guy cannot complete a forward pass. First play of the game, he's got him. Kittle's wide open, and he airmails him. And he goes, that's the game. I go, that's the game? It's the third play of the game. He goes, Joe, that has to be six. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget. The other thing, people always talk about the Jaworski tar play, and they're not wrong. Like, that was the play. He's sitting on his knees, and the Jumbotron is just staring at him. Jimmy threw a pass to Juwan Jennings on second down with no timeouts, inbounds. It's one of the worst passes you could possibly. You have to throw that ball into the ground. Time is your enemy. And then he's getting wrapped up for a sack and just flips the ball to Aaron Donald.
You know what I remember about that game? That game, I should say.
Shanahan, God.
I couldn't watch the game at my house because Comcast had an outage in East Bay, Oakland, because a bullet from a gunshot
hit
something at like one of their towers, and most of the East Bay couldn't even watch the game. So I had to watch it on my phone through like my my 4G and 5G was connected to it. So like that was out. Like I'd like listen to it on it was awful. It was awful. And it ended up coming back on that like final drive. And then what happened? Strip sack fumbled. Night, night. See you later. Aaron Donald, Rams go on to win the whole damn thing, Carter.
Odell Beckham destroyed them in that game.
He did. I felt bad for Odell in the Super Bowl too. Because
he happened. Was great.
Yeah. Yeah. Never recovered from it, Carter.
Kuminga crisis.
It's the greatest thing ever.
We have a little update, so I'll give that as my final take. According to Jake Fisher, the Phoenix Suns are the latest team to show interest in Jonathan Kuminga. Sources say Phoenix, meanwhile, is the latest team to express exploratory interest in a Kuminga sign-in trade, challenging as it would be for the Suns to make such a deal, fresh off completing a buyout of Bradley Beal this week, enabling the Suns to waive and stretch the hefty contract possessed by the three-time NBA All-Star. They have contacted both Kuminga's representation and the Warriors to make their fondness of the bouncy swingman known.
If we could get somehow Devin Booker, shut up. Let me get Devin Booker.
Jesus.
Somehow. No, because I want him. I know what you're going to say.
I wasn't even going to say Devin Booker.
I want him.
Shut up.
Let me get Devin Booker in my dreams somehow, some way.
No, you shut up because you know you're going to get? You're going to get Grayson Allen. That's what you're going to end up getting back for Jonathan Kuminga.
Hey, if there's a way that you can get Devin Booker.
Oh, actually, is there somehow it's financially feasible to get Dylan Brooks? I would not hate that.
Actually, I wouldn't be mad at Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks.
That's a wild idea.
I actually wouldn't be mad at that. I'm dead serious.
That's him.
Draymond and Jimmy.
Well, my God. Be the ultimate Bash Bros.
Oh my God. The Suspendables adds a third member.
Oh, my God.
The Suspendables. You know who would hate that? Bonte.
Well, they also got
Hey, Dylan, your hair looks so good tonight. Same old Dylan Brooks to me.
Bonte, you're doing great.
Can you get Mark Williams, or do they just sign him so you can't, kind of a thing?
I think they just acquired him. But Brooks too. So who knows? Hey,
Brooks though is the perimeter defender you're looking for. I actually don't hate that at all. The more I think about it,
let's just maybe we'll discuss it more tomorrow. And thus concludes
Kuminga Crisis.
I still want Devin Booker. I mean, he's the one that we've been flirting with since the Dream Team scenario of last summer.
I wish I could learn how to quit you, Devin. My final thought today is there's a lot of Bay Area sports heartbreak we're just never going to get over. And you know what? Yeah. Tuck Rule, Trey Lance, Mac Jones, it's never going to... And again, like some of these, the Trey Lance versus Mac Jones one, in hindsight, I love sports topics that in real time, it felt so important. And then 4 years pass and it's the worst quarterback draft class in the history of the NFL. It's just funny. We don't know anything. People, we don't know anything. I do know this, though. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all your devices. Matt Steinmetz, he's going to have some sound on his board, and Daryl the Guru Johnson is going to talk about it, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.